First, my good people, I will continue hearing confessions after the sermon. As always, I encourage everyone to read the bulletins carefully and especially concerning the series of Let Not the Winds Blow Out the Light. Some of us may, imitating the fabled ostrich that in times of danger is supposed to bury its head in the sand, which it doesn't, but I think some of us sometimes tend to mimic that in some degree in not wanting to see how bad things really are. Because then we'll realize that, well, maybe we should be doing something about it. Or maybe we should be taking precautions. Or maybe we should start becoming concerned. While it's easier for us to sort of this, it's not really happening, or it'll get better. No, my good people, all we have to do is look in the past, only the past 40 years or so. I know many, many people who have said even back then, things can't possibly get worse. And all along, every year they say it, and every year it gets worse. We must face up to reality. We must accept the fact that things are bad. They're dangerously bad. They're hazardously bad. They're so bad that even with the best of our intentions, we find not only our loved ones, but even ourselves starting to decay, starting to wear down. These little home altars that the bulletin is promoting, they're not just another little craft project or another little shrine to erect in our homes or this another little something to cling to. No, my good people, we need to make use of these little places, whether it's a shelf on the wall, or a little corner niche, or a whole small room. We need to make use of them, not as an excuse for not coming to Mass when we can, not as an excuse for not making a visit to the Blessed Sacrament when it is available to us, but rather when we cannot make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament, or Mass is not available to us, or at odd moments during the day or night, when we can just sit by ourselves and just love God. Too many of us are afraid of sitting and loving without saying anything. The majority of us, we find that we have to keep our tongues busy, even in our mind. How many of us, in our own thoughts, actually vocalize in our mind, we spell out, we pronounce the words, our thoughts, in our mind? That is still noise. Why are we so afraid to just sit and listen, to sit and love? Now, I'm not speaking of group prayer or community prayer when it has to be vocal. That is something totally, entirely different. I'm speaking of individually, when you have a few odd moments here and there, whether it's during the day in between jobs, or just before or after dinner, or just before you go to bed, or if you set your alarm clock 10 minutes early, and you get up in the wonderful silence of the morning, of the new day, whatever and whenever, simply sit in silence and love God and listen. He knows you love Him. But we find ourselves instead rattling off prayers or looking for something else to pray or say because we're afraid of the silence. Why are we afraid? Because we have a suspicion that while we're sitting there in that silence in the presence of God, that we might take a closer look at ourselves and say, hey, I'm not the good person I think I am. I'm not the saint I think I am. I'm not as holy as I think I am. We have a suspicion that that will be the case. That's why we keep noise about us in any form, whether it's in our mind or outside or talking or the radio or whatever. It's because we are afraid to search our souls. But, my good people, why else are we here but to draw closer to our Lord? And the only way we can draw closer to our Lord is to search ourselves and to get rid of all our little faults and our failings. The minor things that we think don't really matter. The things that we don't think, well, they're not really sins. It's a fault, and maybe I should do something about it, but. It is those buts that keep us from drawing closer to our Lord. Let us take advantage of the few moments, and I don't care how busy we are. Not a single person on this earth cannot find a few seconds here and there, a few moments, and in a lot of cases, many moments, to sit in the presence of God and love and listen. We must be careful, those of us who become attached to vocal prayers when we're by ourselves. Now please don't get me wrong, I have nothing against vocal prayers, especially when they're in groups or community. It's necessary, it's supposed to be. But when we are by ourselves, we must realize that vocal prayer, I don't care what it is, the Most Holy Rosary, the Stations of the Cross, prayers in a missal, it doesn't matter. They are only means to an end. And what is that end? Loving union with God Himself. A silent, loving union where we listen to what God has to say to our hearts. But we have a tendency to get lost in the means and to make the means an end in themselves. And we actually feel guilty. If we have a few moments, we feel guilty if we sit and say nothing. We feel that we have to be saying something. But if we're talking, how can we hear? It is in silence that God speaks to us. So let us make use of the church if it's available, of the Blessed Sacrament if we have access to it, of our little home altars when we have nothing else, and sit and love God and draw closer to Him. And let us not be afraid to look at ourselves with a magnifying glass and get rid of every speck of dust that might offend our Lord. May God bless us all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.